Well, what we're going to do today, folks, we're going to talk about, this has been a busy week in many ways, both in terms of what's going on in the world of computers and also for us personally.
Right, right. We went to TEDx, you and I, and then we're going to talk about a little bit about Microsoft and their announcement at the end of the month. End of October, they have something planned.
And there's also a Googlicious week.
Google is coming out with some additional hardware platforms.
Oh, yeah. It was a big week for them, announcing, I believe it was on Tuesday earlier in the week, all sorts of new hardware. And what I like about, I have to say, one of the things I like about Google is the prices are fairly reasonable. You know, the phone is a standard, their Pixel phones are the standard $600 and some odd that you pay for. One of the top-end smartphones that are out there now.
Hell, you know, back in the old days, my original Palm,
Trio.
The Trios were Trio 600s and 600Es. Those were $600.
Absolutely.
So the price point really hasn't changed.
No, that's
They've just gotten better and better and better.
That's just something magical about that $600, isn't it?
Mm.
It's just amazing. But that's only if you're going to buy it straight out. If you're going to get it on a contract with a manufacturer of some sort, not a manufacturer, but with a carrier like either Sprint or Verizon or the major ones AT&T, out there, then you're basically leasing the phone.
Yep. You're doing an installment payments now, for instance, with AT&T. And I think I have another few months to go of mine.
Yeah, unless you happen to be lucky enough where one of the major retailers like Best Buy is supplementing on those things, and then you can buy them straight out for a ridiculously wonderful price, and then, of course, you're locked into the agreement with the carrier for 2 years. So you're basically paying it that way. But after 2 years, you get to keep it.
Yep. Yep. Well, for instance, with AT&T, I'm doing installment payments in addition to the regular fees that they charge you for using a smartphone. And at the end of that, then I do own it.
That's smart.
And I always like keeping the device myself. I'm not one that I have to have a new one every 5 seconds.
Well, you know, let's just talk about that for a second, because I think that's really what we've come to with most of these. They're all pretty much on par. And that's what everybody was saying this week, for instance, when Google came out with the Pixel. And that came out in two sizes, a 5 and a 5.5 inch. And with all the other bells and whistles they have on up, they're pretty much on par with, you know, the cameras and everything else that they've got. What else is there to add to it?
Well, the Pixel's going to not come with a lot of pre-installed vendor applications, which is nice. All those, I'm like, I don't want these. Mm-hmm. Why can't I uninstall them? So that's one plus. So a lot of Google fanatics and people that, prefer not to have all those pre-installed. You know, like, you would not find me opening up an NFL Network application on my phone. I think it might blow up if I did, you know.
Well, that brings up a big question. Where do you go get your Google phone serviced? Like, if you buy a Verizon phone, you take it to a Verizon store. If it's a iPhone, you have a choice between taking it back to whatever your vendor is, or you can take it to the Apple store. What do you do with the Google phone?
I'm going to guess the vendor, but that's a very good point. We should Google that while we're sitting here. But do you really think that there is much of a difference qualitatively between the phones now? Let's see, if the Galaxy 7 was working properly and not blowing up in people's pockets, is there much difference between these phones now?
From a phone standpoint, a phone's a phone.
Yeah.
You make a call, you receive a call, and you have voicemail, and that's about it. I think it's all more dependent upon what type of ecosystem do you want to live in.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So if you pick Apple, you're doing that ecosystem. Sure. If you pick Google, you're doing that ecosystem. You know, that's or Android, I should say. You're picking that ecosystem. So I think it's more dependent upon the type of ecosystem you want to go with, because the hardware itself, they all do the same thing.
Well,
they just do it a little bit different.
They have fingerprint readers.
Yes. Right.
And although I have to say that now, where is the – oh, no, Windows – although they don't have a Windows phone really that they're running anymore.
No.
Although we're going to talk about that. That may be a new phone coming. It's called a Surface phone. But they have that new thing called Hello, which is the Retina read, where it actually looks at you and sees that it's you with its camera and opens up on that basis. But the rest of them are pretty much all on a par, you know, with the fingerprint read, which I've loved. I love the security involved in that. And I think they're all got that now.
Yeah, you know, That's pretty much what it boils down to. It's like, what ecosystem do you want to live in? You know, what's working best for you? And once you pick that, I think that pretty much locks you into the platform that you like.
I wonder, do the carriers make much difference anymore? Because they're all pretty much bargain basement fighting.
I mean,
there are areas where you can only get Verizon or AT&T.
Okay, that's
so
well put. Yeah.
There's a small percentage that's what it's based upon.
Yeah, but that's all dependent on what your lifestyle is. If everywhere you go, you can get that particular carrier that you want to use, it's great. Sure. If you go other places where you can't, then it makes sense to change.
And then you got that thing the AT&T is coming out with where it may be everywhere that you can get hold of it. We'll be back in just a minute to talk more about the Google-icious details from this week and TEDx.